Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Technology is not typically the primary reason why digital transformations fail, but technology is a contributing factor as to why they fail. But why is it that technology fails, and how can it cause a failure in your digital transformation? That's what I want to talk about here today. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world reach their third stage of digital transformation success. And in much of the work that we publish, including many of my YouTube videos, I talk a lot about how it's usually not technology that leads to digital transformation failure. More often than not, it's something related to operational issues and or organizational issues. However, technology can be a contributing factor to failure. It can be a contributing factor to challenges and problems throughout an implementation. So what I want to do today is talk about what some of those common technology challenges are that can ultimately lead to failure. And although they're not likely to be the most important things or the biggest contributors to failure, they are things that you need to have a handle on and make sure you mitigate, or if you don't, it certainly will contribute to your failure. Now, a lot of the best practices I'll talk about here today are things that we've outlined in more detail in our book called Lessons from 1,000 Digital Transformations. And in this ebook that you can download for free on our website, we talk about some of the reasons why projects fail, but more importantly, we talk about some of the key critical success factors to make your project successful, including some of the technology factors that we're going to talk about here today. You can download that book by scanning the QR code on the screen in front of you, or you can go to the links below in the description field of this video to click on those links to get access to the report. One of the biggest ways that technology can contribute to a digital transformation failure is a lack of alignment between business processes and technology. More specifically, a lack of alignment between future state business processes and what you want your business processes to look like versus what you actually get from the technology. Now, to be clear, more often than not, this isn't necessarily related to the fact that technology can't do what you want it to do, but rather it's more common that the technology is configured and deployed in a way that does not align with how you want your business processes to work. And there's a whole host of reasons why this phenomenon happens during transformation. It could be that the software vendor or the technical implementer didn't fully understand your business requirements. It could be that your people within your organization didn't clearly articulate what the needs were. It could be that the functionality wasn't well tested during the testing phases of the project. Or in some rare cases, it could be that the software itself just simply can't do what it is you want it to do. In other words, you might be forcing a square peg into a round hole, and you should be looking for other options to address that specific process or that specific function. So one of the biggest dynamics we see is that misalignment between technology and business process, and oftentimes it stems from the fact that we're trying to force fit technology in a way that doesn't align with what we want to do. So as part of your digital strategy and planning phase, you want to make sure you allocate enough time in your project plan to ensure the focus on working through these areas of misalignment between process and technology. Another technological failure that we commonly see is really advanced, really sophisticated and robust technologies that have a lot of possibilities of improving a business, but then the business decides to deploy the technology in a way that simply automates what they've always done. And this whole concept of deploying technology to automate the way we've always done things is often referred to as paving the cow paths. And paving the cow paths is a term developed by a professor named Michael Hammer. And he developed this term decades ago, but yet organizations now are still paving the cow paths. They're taking more and more advanced technologies and simplifying and dumbing it down to do things the way we've always done them. And this is a form of resistance to change, and it's an organizational change issue, but it ends up becoming a technology issue when we try to force fit technology or change the technology to do things the way we've always done them. And not only is this a challenge because it increases the risks of our digital transformation, because we're spending a lot of time and money on automated broken processes, but it also diminishes our business value longer term. We're not taking advantage of technology and the advances that have happened to technology over decades, and instead we're just reverting back to the old way of doing things. So one of the best ways to mitigate this technological risk is, strangely enough, to address the organizational change issues that are inherent in any digital transformation, and that will help you mitigate some of these technological risks that we talk about here.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another common technological work stream that can lead to failure and is a common root cause of failure is a failure to focus on data migration. In other words, we don't clean the data, we don't map it appropriately, and we aren't successful in our data migration efforts. And oftentimes, data is treated as a sort of technological afterthought to a software deployment. You hire a software vendor and a system integrator that their sole job is to create that skeleton or that foundation of technology with their technological solution. And oftentimes they leave it to you, the client, to go clean up the data and figure out how you're going to get the data from your old legacy systems into the new one. And if you can't do that effectively, you end up with technology that might be super sophisticated, super fancy, but you don't have the right data in it, and therefore you lose the business value potential of it. So in order to be successful from a technological perspective, you need to make sure that you're starting the data migration activities as early as possible to not only ensure that you migrate the data over to the new system, but that you have the right data governance processes in place, and that you have the right data analytics and business intelligence outputs to ensure that you're getting the information you need out of your new systems to be able to make decisions and have clear visibility into the health of your organization. Another huge technological failure point is software customization. Too often, organizations try to materially change the software and customize it and change the source code and force it to do something that it wasn't built to do. And it may be the right answer for your organization, which is the hard part of this discussion, is that it may be that you need to take on that technological risk because it's so important for you to change the software to meet your business needs. But oftentimes, it's simply a form of resistance to change that's causing the need for customization or the perceived need for customization. In other words, people are asking for customization to the software because they want to pave the cow paths, to go back to my previous point about how too often technology is used to simply automate the way we've always done things. The reason software customization is such a big problem is that not only does it create implementation challenges because now you're adding tasks and risks and problems into your implementation itself, and now also post-implementation, it's harder to maintain the software that you've customized. You've tried to change the software in a way that it wasn't meant to work, and now when it comes time for upgrades or you want to add modules or integrate that software to other systems, it becomes more of a risk. So customization is something that's somewhat of a slippery slope. You might need it, but you want to make sure that you are very targeted and very selective about if and how you customize software along the way. In today's day and age of agile and rapidly advancing technologies, it's almost inevitable that most organizations are going to operate with multiple technologies and multiple systems. And those multiple technologies and systems ultimately need to talk to one another. There was a time not too long ago that organizations assumed that one single ERP system would handle all of their needs and give them everything they needed without the need for integration. But the flaw here is that not only are most organizations moving towards more of a best of breed model, but also even organizations that choose one software vendor like SAP or Microsoft or Oracle, for example, they inevitably are going to have to address integration even between modules of the same system. And now many of the software vendors are acquiring third-party systems to augment their core offering. So even the same software vendors require a certain amount of integration. So without integration, you don't have end-to-end business processes. Without integration, you don't have accurate data flows and that single source of truth. Without accurate integration, you don't have good business intelligence or predictive analytics. So you need good integration between multiple systems in order to be successful, but yet too often organizations and their implementation project teams overlook this critical technological work stream. So you want to make sure that you've adequately addressed anything related to software integration to ensure that you're successful in your overall digital transformation. Software and user acceptance testing is an important series of milestones that are meant to capture any deficiencies, risks, or problems with technology as it's being deployed. However, organizations tend to gloss over this step. They don't adequately flush out all the different scenarios they need to test. They don't involve the right business stakeholders. They, in some cases, don't do enough iterations of testing. But whatever the reason for it, it's important to recognize that if you skimp on software testing, integration testing, and user acceptance testing, the three major phases of testing, that you're likely to experience failure. The reason for this is because organizations are complex beings, and the technological deployments for those complex beings are, by definition, also going to be complex and subject to human error. So you want to make sure that you have an adequate testing strategy as part of your overall digital transformation strategy to ensure that you mitigate some of the risks that commonly stem from failures in the testing cycles. So these are a few of the critical reasons why technology fails and how technology deficiencies can lead to digital transformation failure. Now, for more information and best practices around technology, but also around the operational and organizational and project management aspects of digital transformations, I encourage you to read our book called Lessons from 1000 Digital Transformations. And in this book, we outline some of the strategies and best practices that we've seen work best for organizations throughout the world. You can read that book by scanning the QR code in front of you, or you can go to the links that I've included in the description field below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.